olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Danielle Snelling, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Motherless Daughters Australia.
Motherless Daughters Australia, or MDA as we call it, is a national not-for-profit charity organisation, and we focus on connecting and supporting women, girls and children whose mums have died. And we do that because of the profound impact that, or lifelong impact actually, that mother loss has on daughters in particular. And we support people in our community via a range of support options that are both in-person and online.
Personally, you must have experienced such a great sense of loss and grief yourself to have started or founded Motherless Daughters Australia. Tell us about your personal experience of grief and loss and how you coped with it.
Yeah, my mum died when I was 23, so 12 years ago now. And it was just a very lonely and isolating thing to happen to me. I didn't have any friends who could relate directly. And, you know, we're not taught how to manage or approach grief, and so neither is society. So it does add to the loneliness and isolation. I guess I didn't know back then how impactful mother loss actually was, but I knew it was a big deal. I just didn't know about it, and I didn't know how to articulate what was happening for me. But I did know I needed to connect with someone else my age. So I did that, and I very thankfully found Eloise, who had also experienced mother loss, and the two of us connected and just developed a really lovely shared understanding and friendship, and went on to create MDA to help others.
Tell us about your own family life. Were you an only child, or did you have any siblings? Was your mother your only parents, or did you have both parents?
I was lucky enough to have both parents, and I have a younger brother who is, he's 9 years younger than me. So he was only 14 when mum died. And I was left with dad and my brother, and I was supported by them, but my brother, you know, he was still at school, so I very quickly had to adopt some of those responsibilities that mum had. So I was, you know, helping him get through school and picking him up from parties and those kinds of things. Which was actually kind of really nice in a way, because it gave me a different perspective to what my mum had been doing for me when I was that age, or 16 or 17. But yeah, I think being the older sibling, you are lobbed with some of those responsibilities when your mum dies.
I guess the sense of loss and grief would be felt hardest by daughters who, like, are only children or have had long-term relationships with their mothers, and especially also if those mothers or were single parents before they died.
Mm.
What would you say to them, you know, especially for those daughters who only recently lost a mother to death? What would you say to them?
I believe that part of the problem with grief in general is that we're just not equipped to deal with it from a societal perspective. We have these attitudes to grief and ideas of grief that are completely inaccurate and unrealistic and unfair. You know, we have these unrealistic expectations and timelines that we impose on people who are grieving. And I think that contributes to the overall grief that people experience. And it's very hard when you don't have someone around you that relates. So you get caught up in really self-doubting. Is something wrong with me? Should I be over it? Should I move on? Because that's what people tell us. But in actual fact, the best thing I can say to women grieving their mum, or anyone grieving someone, is that your response is such a normal, natural and healthy thing. And to just remember to reassure yourself of that. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. You're forced to live without somebody that you deeply loved and deeply cared about. So, of course, that's going to elicit a really strong emotional response, and that's okay. It's okay to be sad, and society needs to get better and more comfortable at nurturing and embracing people grieving.
There are other services around. I know that Canteen has helped somebody I knew personally. Mm. What does MDA, Motherless Daughters Australia, offer? What services do you offer daughters in the country who are grappling with issues of grief and loss?
We have a community of over 25,000 women, and we are predominantly a peer support-based model. So we are all about bringing women into our community and providing them with a platform and a space to express and share without judgment or criticism that you may get elsewhere from people who don't understand. So we facilitate connections and friendships and really, really meaningful interactions with others who get it, because we know that peer support is incredibly powerful and therapeutic. So focusing on normalising and validating how women feel is a really big part of what we do. And then additionally to that, we have an online support group with over 10,000 members. We have in-person events. We've just got our pre-Mother's Day high tea events coming up. We have meet and grief dinners throughout the second half of the year. We've got some online programs. One of them in particular is called Friends in Grief, and we say that's a little bit like Tinder, but for grief pals or mates. And we connect women through that who have a very, very similar experience of mother loss. But generally speaking, we facilitate connections and we offer support. And the other side of what we do is a lot of advocacy research and awareness work.
Give us some details. Somebody who is recently or has only recently lost a mother, you know, some detail of where they can go to right now and get some help, you know, a shoulder to lean on, if you like, at this very early time when the sense of grief and loss is very raw.
I would encourage them to head to our website, which is motherlessdaughters.com.au, and certainly jump into our online support group, which is on Facebook, where they will just be met with so many people who understand and who will really be able to nurture and carry them through the initial stages or days of grief, which often people are in a lot of shock at that time. And you know, I also want to be really clear too, and send a message to anyone listening that even if your loss happened 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it can still feel very fresh. And there's times throughout the year that renew that sense of grief. So we exist for women of all ages and stages of their grief.
Danielle Snelling, with Mother's Day coming up, what message would you and MDA give out to those daughters who will face it without mum?
There's actually a really beautiful part of the origin of Mother's Day that we always share with women in our community, and it does make all the difference. And that is that Mother's Day was actually founded by a woman who was grieving her mum. So it was started by a motherless daughter, essentially, and she even tried to have the day abolished because it became extremely commercialised and it lost its meaning. But we are all about supporting mums. We just want people to honour their mum and celebrate mums, including those who have also died. So, you know, if you are missing your mum on Mother's Day, tap into our network, connect with thousands of others who are feeling the same way. Remember the origin of the day. And if you're supporting someone who's lost their mum, try and encourage conversation about their mum. Ask what their name is, if they've got a memory they want to share, or if they'd just like to share something about the way they're feeling in general. And do that by validating how they feel and avoid, you know, platitudes or any comments that are more so a display of toxic positivity rather than holding space and validating how that person feels.
Danielle Snelling, thank you so much for taking time out to talk to us about Motherless Daughters Australia.
Thank you very much for having me.
Like, share, mafa'ali sofi nangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.